Praise the King. Hope you're having a wonderful, blessed Monday in Jesus' name. If you missed me Friday, I'm sorry. I try to do one of these at least each weekday, but we were really busy Friday, wasn't able to get to it. But I want to talk to you about Psalm 37:23. And I've been going over some things in my spirit for the last few days and just been cooking them. And one of them is the fact that God is the one that directs our steps. But when you look the scripture up, it says, the first thing it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Now, you're going to need a revelation. If you don't understand the new covenant, this may not make sense to you, but just meditate on this. I don't even know how far I'll get. I could just stay on this for a while and forget about the directing the steps, but you've got to get this first part. First of all, the Bible says in the new covenant that there is none who does good, not even a single one. In the old covenant, there were all kinds of promises that if you could be righteous, if you could be good, that you would be blessed, that your steps would be ordered, that you would be healed, that everything would work out for you, basically. There's a promise for everything. And in the new covenant, many people still have an old covenant mindset. They're trying to be good enough to get their steps ordered. They're trying to be righteous. They're trying to do these things to qualify for the promises of God. Now, it's very clear in the new covenant, there is not one who did good, not a single one. You know what that means? It means that not a single person under the law ever qualified for their steps to be ordered by God. Not a single one. But in the new covenant, when you are born again, you've got to get this. When you're born again, the life that you now have inside of you is not you. It is the life of Jesus Christ. Let me state it this way to help you get it. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. Listen, there's only one good man, and that good man now is one with you. He is in your spirit. He is your spirit. If you are born again, the life inside of you is the life of the good man. This is what that means. It means that even if you don't do good, even if you have sin in the flesh and all kinds of things, it means that your steps are going to be set up and ordered by God. It doesn't mean he's going to force you to do anything, but everything that happens in your life, he has already foreseen it, and he's already predestined it. When the Bible talks about predestination, man, I don't want to get too deep into that, but it says it's according to his foreknowledge. What that means is he's already foreseen everything. So listen, when you're born again, the good man now is inside of you. It's impossible for that good man's steps not to be set up. That's what that word ordered, when you look it up. It doesn't mean God's going to direct your path when you ask him what to do. It means he's already set up your steps before you ever get there. He already foresaw everything you would do, every decision you would make, and he has set up your steps. Now, the reason your steps are set up if you're born again is because the good man is on the inside of you. So listen, you need to believe if you're born again, no matter what, my steps have been set up by God. That means even when you get yourself in the worst position you could ever imagine, you know that he already foresaw it. You know that he's already planned around it. And you know that he even included that in his plan because the good man is inside of you. Now, this is vastly different than living under the old covenant, because under the old covenant, you have to think, am I good enough to have my steps ordered? In the new covenant, you never have to consider that, because the good man is living inside of you and your steps are ordered whether you like it or not. Now, of course we do, but our steps are ordered of the Lord, and everything that you're going to go through, he's already foreseen it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I could just keep going on that, but I hope that blesses you today. And you continue to believe God. Listen, when you're going through trials and you're going through difficulties, even when it seems like God has abandoned you, when he's nowhere around you, you need to know that he already foresaw where you would be today, and he already planned around it, and that's part of his plan. I'm not saying he did it to you or he made bad things happen, but he plans around them. That's why the Bible says,
all things work together for good to them that love God, them that are called according to his purpose. There we are again. Who are those that love God? Is this a qualifying factor that you have to behave well enough to have your steps ordered, that you have to behave well enough for things to work out good for you? No, this is a new covenant principle. Listen, every person who is born again, it is impossible for you to be born again and for your spirit not to love God and not to be called according to his purpose. This is not a religious performance thing. This is the life of God inside of you qualifies you for all the promises of God. All of his promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. That's what that means. It says all of his promises are yes, and the amen is spoken by us who are in Christ Jesus. Every promise is for you. In the old covenant, the promises were only for the perfectly behaved. That's why they all failed. They all failed to enter into the promises fully because they couldn't perform well enough. But the good man is inside of you. The righteous man is inside of you. And God is ordering your steps, and you can trust him. You can trust him in your darkest hours. You can trust him when you blow it. You can trust him when you make mistakes. He is causing all things to work together for your good if you're born of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow in Jesus' name. Have a good day.